Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, currently partly cloudy and 72 degrees. A judge has dismissed charges against a former Bel Air police officer ensnared in a scheme to buy and sell discounted firearms by falsely claiming they would be used for law enforcement purposes.
Court records show prosecutors Tuesday asked the court to dismiss the indictment against Ricky Swanson due to his death. U.S. District Judge Eric Melgren granted the request shortly after the government's filing. Court documents offered no other details. Last Monday's change of plea hearing was canceled after Swanson didn't appear as scheduled. Former Bel Air Chief John Daly was sentenced last year to 6 months of probation and fined $1,000 after pleading guilty to a misdemeanor charge of theft of public funds. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A man has died 2 days after he was hit by a car in West Wichita. Last Saturday night, the man was hit by a vehicle in the westbound lanes of Kellogg, just west of the Meridian exit.
The pedestrian that was struck in this case has died from his injuries, and he is identified as Timothy Shank, 52-year-old, of Wichita, Kansas.
The driver who hit him did stop to help. Investigators are trying to figure out why Mr. Shank was walking on Kellogg last Saturday night. A major development in the showdown with North Korea. Dictator Kim Jong-un now saying, quote, "We will watch this stupid America behavior a bit longer." That statement apparently indicating that no immediate attack on a U.S. territory is planned. More from ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz.
It does appear Kim Jong-un blinked and backed away from what very well could have resulted in a major military conflict, but this does not in any way end the threat from this volatile dictator. We know intelligence believes he is trying to perfect a nuclear weapon that could reach the U.S., and as General Dunford told me, military options must remain on the table.
The woman killed during violent weekend protests in Charlottesville is being remembered today.
The memorial service is being held at the Paramount Theater, just blocks away from where 32-year-old Heather Heyer was fatally struck by a car in the midst of a counter-protest to the neo-Nazi demonstration. The memorial is open to the public, the theater seating about 1,100 people, but they are offering a live stream to those who can't get in. The family is asking people to wear purple in honor of Heather. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Charlottesville, Virginia.
40 years ago today, a music legend was lost. More on the anniversary of the death of Elvis.
Sad tidings tonight.
Well, since my baby left me.
August 16th, 1977 was a heartbreaking day for many.
He was only 42 years old, but while he lived, he revolutionized the music business. And in one way or another, he touched most our lives.
Elvis Presley, music legend, actor.
What are you wasting your time working me over for?
He's still cited as an influence by many, 40 years after he died of a heart attack at his home, Graceland, in Memphis, Tennessee, where Elvis Week runs through Saturday. Tens of thousands of fans are expected there today. Jason Athanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Kansas has joined 13 other states in an interstate communications network that allows public safety agencies to communicate across jurisdictions during emergencies. Governor Sam Brownback announced Tuesday that the state has joined the First Responder Network Authority, or FirstNet. Brownback said FirstNet would help in emergencies and natural disasters such as tornadoes, ice storms, or wildfires such as the state suffered early this year.
We had 400,000 acres burn this year at one time in different places. We had firefighters from all over the state in there and lacked some of this ability to critically communicate.
AT&T will build the statewide broadband network. FirstNet CEO Mike Poth says the federal government would contribute $7 billion to the project. KNSS News Time now, 6:04. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning. 6:10 now, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on a Wednesday.
So far this morning, looks like the gasoline price is coming down a little bit. Seems that the high end was about and 217, 218 this morning, but I was finding better prices out there, including 211 this morning, Kellogg and Mays. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A line of thunderstorms were stretching across central Kansas. A few of those may make their way into the Wichita area, but we think the greater chance of storms will be this afternoon and this evening. Our high today around 87. Cloudy tonight with occasional rain and storms. Then clearing after midnight. Our low 68. Tomorrow's high 88. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 72 degrees. A south wind at 12 miles per hour. And taking a look at the KNSS Weather Center radar this morning, there's a large area of rain extending from south to north up into Nebraska. And the southern tip of it is just rolling into the west part of Reno County toward Hutch. It's still to the north and to the northwest of Wichita. And it drains back clear over to Hayes. Now it's moving all to the east-northeast. There's another large area if you're heading to Kansas City this morning. Right now, it's centered right over Topeka, over into Kansas City, and over into Missouri. But that's what's going on right now, a large area of rain just to the northwest of Wichita. And we're not exactly right in the path, but you never know about these things. We had a little rain in south-central Kansas Tuesday. National Weather Service said we had a trace in Wichita. Yesterday's high temperature in Wichita, 89 degrees. Of course, the local high for this time of year is 92. So we're still a little bit below what's normal for the date. On this date, this is August 16th. On this date in 1977, 40 years ago today, Elvis Presley died at his Graceland estate in Memphis, Tennessee, at the age of 42. You're going to hear and see a lot of media about the death of Elvis Presley today, all across. And we're going to have a few updates ourselves right here with Steve and Ted. Died at the age of 42, young age, in 1977. A Pennsylvania school district says children won't be let outside for recess during the August 21st solar eclipse because of the potential harm to students who look at the sun. The Cumberland Valley School District sent a letter to parents saying the decision was made after consulting the district's physician. The letter says district officials recognize that the opportunity to view an eclipse is rare, but the safety of students is more important. NASA officials recommend viewing the eclipse through specially made glasses to prevent eye damage.
Huh.
And when I was a kid, we used a shoe box with a hole cut out of it. So you look at the other end.
Yeah, you look the other
Very
way.
Very primitive thing to do, but, you know, it worked, and we didn't have any trouble with people looking straight at the sun. So.
And you didn't have anybody with their, retinas burned out.
I'm hoping that the word will get out well enough that the kids will know about it and not being in any danger of having their eyes hurt. My goodness, that's terrible. They're not going to let them go outside.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know. It just depends on whether or not I'm asleep at that time, whether or not I'll
We may have cloud cover here in the Wichita area and not be able to watch it at all.
Could be.
Crews say they've safely removed a 3-foot alligator that was found in a swimming pool at a motel at the New Jersey shore. We're not talking about Florida or a southern state. The wayward alligator was discovered yesterday at the Bayview Inn and Suites in Atlantic City. Authorities say it's not clear whether the alligator came from, where it came from, how it got into the pool, or how long it had been there. But they do note the motel is a short distance from the Lakes Bay Nature Preserve.
So there's a good guess as to where it came from.
Animal control workers safely lifted the alligator from the pool yesterday morning and took it to an animal shelter. All right, 6:14 now with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Ted Woodward with sports here in just a moment. Going to talk about what happened with the Royals. Of course, they were playing what we call a late game on the coast.
That's right. I got here and they were still in the eighth
inning.
Still gone. Yeah, still just in the eighth inning when I got here. So
playing at Oakland. And he'll have a complete update about that coming up here in just a few minutes. Fiat Chrysler teaming up with BMW and Intel to develop an autonomous driving system.
More driverless cars.
Yeah, I don't know. The companies say the system will be used by automakers worldwide to run self-driving vehicles. It will be flexible so automakers can keep their unique brand identities. The move is the latest in a series of acquisitions and partnerships announced by auto and technology companies as they race to deploy self-driving cars, which I think, as I've said before, I think is, to me, is a horrible idea. It's a good way for people to get killed. Well, a lot of people.
For me, I'm all for it, you know, all the way up until the safety record becomes worse than human drivers, which human drivers are awful. No. So until that safety record gets worse than humans, I'm all for it.
Well,
right now it's a lot better than humans.
Talking about, you know, using big semi trucks on the highway.
Yeah.
And that's kind of alarming to me without drivers in them.
Wow.
Yeah. Scary. I mean, by the way, just in traffic news, you heard our news this morning about the pedestrian, the man who was struck by a car up on West Kellogg. They don't know what he was doing up there the other night, but walking along the end, he has died 2 days later.
Wow. Yes. Don't walk on Kellogg.
Kellogg anytime.
Don't walk on I-135. Pedestrians are not allowed up on those roadways.
And again, yesterday afternoon, traveled across town and back. My granddaughters, for their birthday party they had recently, their 15th birthday party this year, they got Build-A-Bear coupons or cards.
Yeah.
You know what Build-A-Bear is?
Build-A-Bear workshop, yeah.
Yeah, you go in there and you take a little animal and they fill it up with stuff and then they sell you a bunch of accessories. Before you know, you've got 50 or 60 bucks into something that's worth about, you know, $8.
Right.
I didn't have to foot the bill. I did have to buy part of it, apparently. They didn't have enough to cover everything. So we were at Town East yesterday afternoon, hadn't been there for a while, and drove clear across town and back across town. And you know, when you get on the interstate, they live clear out on the west side, way out on the west side. And you get on the Kellogg, and, you know, unless there's a great big, you know, huge traffic, and this was like 4:30 in the afternoon, it wasn't too bad. You can zip across town in about 12 minutes from their house, maybe.
Yeah.
That's going pretty good. Now, coming back the other day, the other way, we hit the jam right up there near Meridian, where it really jams up going westbound.
Yeah.
And that was about 5, a little after 5. So we just took off. I went down, got off at Meridian and went down over to Maple and took Maple West and probably lost time doing it that way. It probably took me longer because there are like 17 million traffic lights on, you know, in this town is just the traffic light capital of the world. It's just one on every corner.
Well, people complain about traffic here, but, you know, things here in Wichita aren't so bad.
Yeah, they're not so bad.
As far as traffic goes.
I did notice another thing I noticed out on the west side last night. They're putting a Quick Trip in at, I think I saw it right there by Northwest High School. No, it's on Ridge and 13th, somewhere around. Ridge and 13th, I don't know.
Somewhere west side's getting a new one.
There's another one like a mile from there. So we're at the point now where we've got a Quick Trip on just doggone near every corner in town. We're working that way. Ted Woodward's in the building.
That's civilization, man.
Civilization marches on. Ted, can you do sports now?
Sure.
I've got to reboot this computer that's sunk itself again for the second time this morning.
I believe it's the second time in an hour, isn't it?
No, it's been a couple hours.
Been a couple hours, okay.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, got a blank screen, and you know how it is. We got a late game on the coast. We know the Royals are playing in Oakland, and Ted's going to fill us up. Ted's going to talk about that.
Yeah, boy, did it end late.
Lead off sports with Ted Woodward.
Finished up about 12:30 in the morning here. Your Kansas City Royals in Oakland last night taking on the Athletics. Kind of a weird dynamic to this game. The Royals scored 3 runs right away in the top of the first inning. You think, hey, easy game tonight. Well, they had that lead was squandered by the third inning. And then nobody scored again until the 8th inning. The Royals broke it open with 5 runs in the top of the 8th. And then the Royals bullpen gave up 6 runs in the bottom of the 8th.
Great.
Oakland won the game 10-8. So the Royals let one get away, kind of, it seems like there. Despite the loss, Kansas City still just a half game behind for a playoff spot in the American League. Kansas City and Oakland wrap up their 3-game series on the West Coast today. It's an afternoon game, so live coverage begins at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Listen to the Royals and the A's live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And then since the Royals play in the afternoon, we'll have a night game for you tonight. A couple of teams that are right in the thick of the playoff chase with the Royals. You got the Cleveland Indians in Minnesota taking on the Twins. Listen to that one this evening on KFH. Pro baseball last night downtown at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. The first place Wichita Wingnuts. An easy win over the Kansas City T-Bones 7-1. T-Bones are the current wild card leader in the league, so could be a playoff preview. You never know. Christian Stringer went 5-for-5 for the Wingnuts. Wichita picks up the win. Back-to-back wins for the Wingnuts, who still have an 11.5-game lead atop the division with 19 games to go. Wingnuts and T-Bones continue their series tonight downtown at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. And we got a couple of Kansas City Chiefs birthdays today. One of the great Chiefs names of all time. Former defensive back and punt returner, Jitter Fields.
Jitter. I'm not sure I even know that.
Jitter Fields.
When was he playing for? Do you know when he was playing for?
He would have played in the late 80s, early 90s.
Oh, okay.
80s, 90s. Jitter Fields.
Jitter Fields.
He's celebrating a birthday today. He's 55. And how about the Nigerian nightmare? Running back Christian Okoye is 56 today.
Well, you know, and there's something because I've only been to one Chiefs game in my life. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many you've been to. I've only been to one.
I've been to two.
When Christian Okoye played in the game and he ran like an 80-yard touchdown. Seems it took him forever.
I bet nobody was knocking him down,
no,
though. Boy, when he was in his prime, he was a man that was hard to bring down.
Yeah.
Yep.
Christian Okoye.
The Nigerian nightmare. Christian Okoye is 56 today. And speaking of the Chiefs, we'll be talking with Mitch Holthus, the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, live from training camp in St. Joseph, Missouri, as we do every morning here in the month of August. We'll speak with Mitch at 8:15 this morning. Make sure you're listening if you want to know what's going on with the Chiefs. Mitch always has the inside scoop every morning at 8:15. Sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, Ted, 6:21 now with Steve and Ted. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. A Christian teacher in Maine is in trouble for talking about religion. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.